This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The state wants to turn Cottonwood Pass into a working detour for Interstate 70. For now, the winding mountain road that can take you from Gypsum to Glenwood Springs is not a good option for interstate traffic. Steve Harrelson is CDOT's chief engineer.
It is a little better than a Jeep road. We don't want to encourage anyone to use it.
He says a study is underway to plan out road improvements and that when that's complete, the state will apply for federal grants to make those upgrades. Traffic needs a detour when mudslides close Interstate 70 through Glenwood Canyon. The University of Colorado system has a new president. Here's CPR's Paolo Jalcita.
University regents voted unanimously to confirm Todd Salomon, who has served in an interim capacity since last year. He succeeds Mark Kennedy, who was contentiously confirmed by regents along party lines. Salomon's candidacy has not received the same amount of pushback as Kennedy's, but still faces some criticism that he is not qualified enough to lead the university forward in terms of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Salomon, a former budget officer and state lawmaker, will earn a salary of $850,000. His tenure starts immediately. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
A little bit of Pueblo is headed north to Denver. The new Fuel and Iron Bar opening today in downtown Denver is serving Pueblo-influenced food, and the interior honors that city's steelworking heritage. Developer Nathan Stern.
We don't just want to be like a novelty place that you only come to if you love Pueblo. We really want to be a great bar with great drinks in a great location.
The menu features Southern Colorado cheese and many items that include the famous Pueblo chili. Pueblo has highs today in the 80s. Around Denver, it's close to 80, then cooler along the Front Range tomorrow. Metro highs on Friday will be in the 60s. This is CPR News and KRCC.